Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's summertime, hot, hot, baby. Woo, you got swamp ass so bad you gotta call in FEMA. Oh, it's hot. But hoop-a-goo-goo, you get to crack open a Bud Light and fan those genitals in front of the window. Yum, yum. That's right, we're gonna take all those bad things and turn them into a positive, because why not? You got one life, baby. Welcome to another round of hoop-a-goo-goo.
Hoop-a-goo-goo. Is it a crime to fan your, to show your genitals if you're in your home?
No, it's not a crime at all.
You got the, is your window?
Yes.
I did it before I came here today.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels good, right?
It feels great.
I keep my shit open. Everyone on my apartment complex got their blinds closed. I keep my shit open.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Get an eyeful.
The people that you live with, they don't take their dogs out to walk enough, so they're pieces of shit. So if they see your balls, who cares?
All right. They heard it here first. I'm sure a couple listen. Either way, I'm giving them all stickers. Either way, it's the Brighter Side hoop-a-goo-goo, and we have two wonderful guests with us, as always. Paige Wesley, how you doing?
Good.
One of the all-time great roast battlers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
me. A part of this, and just trying to stay happy. And
yes.
That's all we can do in these goddamn horrible spinning rock a monkey we call Earth.
They can't take away your positivity. That's the one thing they can't take away.
That's
just
right.
Your air conditioning, and that's almost the same.
Right.
I'll slap their goddamn nuts. Dean Stewart, how you doing, buddy? Thanks so much for joining us today.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to stay positive. It's tough. It's tough, but we're doing it. And today we're playing hoop-a-goo-goo. Thank you so much. I explained to you the rules, but
yes.
I'm going to go over them really fast just as a recap for you and for the fans at home in case they never heard of hoop-a-goo-goo before. So basically what we did, there's four of us.
And yes.
We wrote down four shitty, nasty, doo-doo, bad, naughty things. And we folded them twice and we put them in the fuck like a drifter hat.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't realize that's what the hat said.
Fuck like a drifter.
That's amazing.
Fuck like a drifter.
That means raw.
And we're going to go around in a circle and we're going to pick out of the hat and we'll read it to the group. And whoever picks out of the hat does not have to give a brighter side, but they will judge the rest of us on what we say.
Okay. Right.
Does that sound good? And then the first round, we give 1 point. Second round, 4 points. Third round, we start debating on how many points we're going to give people.
But Ed, you got, what do you call it? Salmonella. So now you got that super blood.
I hope so. Yeah, I got salmonella last week from 88 Chinese.
Oh,
those fucking animals.
88 Chinese and sushi.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You guys know what I'm talking about. Don't get the chicken wings from 88 Chinese.
Okay.
Or don't get anything from them. Burn it down, actually, if you got free time.
I got it from Zanku Chicken one time, and ruined Zanku Chicken for
me. They're like my favorite.
I love Zanku
Chicken. They're delicious.
It could have just been like that one time.
I know.
All it takes is one.
I'm trying to like work my way back up to eating it again, but salmonella is no fucking joke.
It really isn't. Oof. And like I said before when we were talking, why are they calling us? Leave the salmon out of this. They didn't do nothing. This is a chicken problem. I'm sick of you giving salmon a bad name. Mm. All right. Well, I should have wrote salmonella as one of my things, but hopefully one of you all did.
I mean, when I did it, I looked it up online to see, like, should I go to the hospital? And there was a typo on the WebMD that just said, the worst part about salmonella is people think that they'll live through it.
Whoa.
And I was like, I think you mean don't live through
don't
it.
Live through
but honestly, living through it sounds terrible.
When I found out I had salmonella, they were like, well, stop taking your heartburn medicine because that's going to like keep the salmonella alive. Like, literally, you just have to like sit there in pain until it's gone.
Yes.
So it's just like a stomach thing?
Yeah.
It's like the worst food poisoning, but it's also got like muscle pain components. So
you throw up?
Oh, yeah.
Any shit. You just lay in the bathtub and just fountain.
It's both.
Fountain's not
above. Terrible.
I had my head in the tub and my butt on the toilet.
Yeah, I had something like that when I got back from Mexico.
Yeah.
Montezuma's Revenge?
Yeah.
That'll get you. I got that fucking shit went after on spring break.
Yeah, I think it's from the coffee and the hot soda.
Oh, yeah, because they always get water.
It's always the one thing you forget. They got me on a frozen margarita because of the ice. I'm going to get you, son of a bitch.
Never again.
Never again. Don't go anywhere and don't eat anywhere.
Same thing about frozen margaritas in Mexico as I do the Holocaust. Never again.
Shall we get it going?
Let's get it going.
Enough about our diarrhea. All right. Here we go. What's the brighter side of you step in shit on your way to a show and you got to go right up?
Ooh. So you got doo-doo foot right when you get on stage.
Ooh.
Paige, we're going to go with you first. 20 seconds or less. What's the brighter side?
I mean, I think it lessens your stage fright, I would say, because you have better things to worry about. Like growing up, I went to a church that did big productions and a camel shit on the stage and then someone walked through it during a solo as they were singing and they just kept singing. They did the solo and the audience fucking loved it. So it only improves the show, really.
It's commitment.
Very commitment. Nice. Commitment to the bit.
It is commitment. I think it'll give you something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I stepped in shit. I'm not sure if it's human or dog.
Could be either.
I've done that before, and I'm pretty sure it was a mixture of both. Living in downtown Los Angeles. At least you have something to talk about if you step in shit.
There you go.
Man, I saw a doo-doo on the sidewalk yesterday that was definitely human. It was just one of those, you're like, that did no way that came out of a dog.
A dick-sized shit? I always call it a dick-sized shit.
Yeah. Just so you know you could take it.
Loaf of bread size one time, and I was like, I don't know what that came out of, but we should get guns, probably.
My dog Rambo, he ate 10 days worth of food the other day out of one because he was out of spite because we left his food bag out and he ate 10 days worth of food and he got all sick. His stomach got all expanded and shit. Apparently, it's very bad for a dog for them to overeat, but he made it through. And, he was shitting. I mean, like, every couple steps. It was pretty wonderful. I was impressed by it. They were all biggins too. So go Rambo. Stepping on shit. You never hope for hecklers, but now is the time that you want them. As you go out there, there's some people in the front. Man, I had these fucking pieces of shit at the Oxnard show last week. It was a 60-year-old woman getting married. They put the bachelor party in the front row.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
What are you doing? Oh, no. Man, I wish I had shit all over my feet. Fucking shove him in that old bitch's face. Sorry.
Kick him down off the stage.
Ooh, well, it's a hard guess here, but I think I'm going to go with Paige because I liked the camel.
Thank you.
In your church. Where did you go to church?
Yeah, so I went
to Saudi Arabia.
I grew up in the Bay Area and went to a church called Three Crosses, and it's famous because you can see it from the freeway. Mm. But at Christmas, pre-COVID, they used to do this huge thing with like donkeys, like animals on stage, because they had like a full-blown
donkey show Christmas?
Giant giant like Christmas thing with live animals. But and then after that they made the animals wear diapers, which was also fun in its own way.
That's hilarious.
When Jesus was born they had the little cows and the crows and diapers.
Exactly.
That's so sweet. Yep. Okay, pick from the hat.
All right,
you go
all
next.
All right. Okay.
Man, that makes me jealous. Growing up, we just had men screaming at me. I would love a camel.
Oh, I mean, that happens occasionally too, but not nearly as much. There's camels to scream at.
All right.
So your thumbnail gets ripped off.
Ooh.
Thumbnail gets ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
Mateen, you're first.
If your thumbnail gets ripped off, I mean, at least you are able to grow a new thumbnail, and that's a part of you that is new. It's a rebirth of sorts. Like, oh yeah, I had this pain, but I'm going to get a beautiful new thumbnail. And that recently happened to me with my pinky. And now it's back. It's back. And
really?
I appreciate my pinky now.
It's a fresh start.
Fresh start.
It's crazy. Like, human beings can grow things like nails and babies.
They still grow when you die too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nails and hair. Keep going.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a tail.
You have a tail?
You have a tail.
Like really? In your back.
Yeah. It's wet.
Oh,
it's like
I
a dog.
Just meant like a long story.
No, like, I was spooking you.
All right. Rip your thumbnail off. Try out some new curse words.
You know,
I try some neos. Like, one of my favorites I like to pull out whenever I hurt myself real bad is your sister's cunt. You know, I got
your sister's cunt.
Your sister's cunt's a good one. You know, just like something like, mother whore. You know, just like say the worst thing you could think of. And then, you know, you try it out, get it out of your system and see what works.
There you go. I go like with the Spartacus ones. The Jupiter's cock is a pretty fun one.
Oh, you're like a poet of curse words.
It's all Spartacus blood and sand. They're like, how would the Romans curse? But in English. And it's just bonkers. It's crazy, but it's the most fun thing to
Apollo's
say.
Dick.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
For me, brighter side of getting your thumbnail ripped off. You know, I like to walk around and sometimes people like to hassle me. I'm usually just pretty confident and look them right in the eyes and that spooks them away. But if I'm missing a thumbnail, I could be like, blah, 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 and then they run away and I live to see another day.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody just waved a missing thumbnail at me, I'd be pretty fucking scared.
Yeah,
I don't want to touch that.
I don't want to touch that either. I think I'm going to go with new curse words, though. That sounds like the most fun version of getting your thumb ripped off.
Aphrodite's tits.
Yeah. Demeter's cunt. Yeah.
Venus's coochie.
Exactly.
I bet Venus had a nice coochie.
I bet she did. I mean,
do you think it was shaved or do you think it was full bush?
No, full bush.
Full bush.
Full bush.
Full bush.
I bet it tastes like honey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Goes back to my hat here. Make pubes great again.
Great hats today.
Yeah,
great
hats today. Make pubes great again.
All right. Your knees and elbow suddenly bend in the wrong direction.
Oh, ooh. Like that alien movie where they go.
The Arrival. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of. I love that movie. I passed out during that movie.
Right, because it's a lot.
Well, no, I had a coughing problem back then when I was like, that came out when I was in like seventh grade and I was just coughing and coughing and coughing until I lost breath and I passed out.
Oh.
And I remember I started coughing, so I ran out of the theater and then I woke up right underneath the Arrival poster and I was like, oh, that's weird.
But, you've arrived.
You arrived, yeah.
Yeah, but I made it. All right, so your knees and your elbows bend backwards. Well, you know, I like being part of the freak show. You know, I like, you know, you take what you can, you bring it to the stage, you know, see what can happen. Venice Beach has been a loss of freaks for a while. You know, they got them in the street, but they don't the show. It's you know, it's not as good as it used to be. Yeah. So join the freak show.
Pay a dollar. Watch the little girl with no knees.
Yeah.
I've done that before. Brighter side of them bending backwards. You know, now's a great time to commit a crime because you can run from the police. I'm talking scaling fences, running over the cars. I run over it like a little critter, you know, like one of those little sci-fi critters. You can just scale that fence and hop away. Jump from building to building. Yes, I can, like a little cricket.
There you go. Just like Malignant, like that movie where it like runs backwards.
Release me.
Yes. Brighter side of having your limbs bend the opposite way, perfect time to explore a new job as a flamingo.
Ooh.
Like if you want to get as close to flamingos as possible, you're going to need them backwards bending knees. And it's the perfect time. Yeah, who doesn't love shrimp?
And pink.
Mm-hmm. Turn your skin pink.
Yeah.
Pink fantasy.
I love flamingos. But I'm going to go with Freak Show. I love a Freak Show.
Nice.
Yeah, I go with the Freak Show.
I went to a Freak Show once a few years ago. You would think that they've been abolished, but not in Louisiana.
Well, the whole state of Louisiana is a Freak Show.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like Gator Boy and then just a regular girl with opinions.
Yeah. Ooh, here's a good one. The Supreme Court.
Oh,
yes. The Supreme Court Amber. What is the brighter side of the Supreme Court?
You know, I feel like I'm living in some kind of Lord of the Rings thing where I wake up and I'm like, what did the sixth of decree today? Mm. And it's just interesting to be ruled by these sort of Sith lords that will not die no matter how many bullets they take. I feel like they will live forever. And, you know, it's just kind of like a nice little social experiment.
Mm. I like Sith Lord. That's a good way to put it. Paige, what do you got? The Supreme Court, brighter side.
You know, sour cream and tomatoes are delicious.
That's
and
what I was waiting
for. Oh, thank you.
Is that a sandwich?
No, when you order anything supreme at Taco Bell, it just means sour cream and tomatoes.
Oh.
Sour cream and tomatoes are delicious. They enhance meals, and the regular court is kind of dog shit. But if we applied sour cream and tomatoes, I think we're in a good spot.
Amen. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Mateen, the Supreme Court, what do you think?
The good thing about the Supreme Court is the fake Supreme shirt I made with Thurgood Marshall on it.
that sounds amazing.
At shows. I also have a Supreme Taco Supreme shirt that I made. Also have like Ruth Bader Ginsburg that I made with a Supreme logo. Nice. So yeah, the Supreme shirts that I make. With the Supreme Court members.
That is a brighter
side. Like. Yeah.
I'm giving away 2 points. Paige, you're getting one, and Mateen, you're getting one too.
Thank you.
Merchandising. I liked your opinion.
You don't like my Sith Lord?
I love the Sith Lord. Right. You know, it was great, you know, but it's the end of the first round.
Okay.
It's the end of the first round. And here's a score update brought to you by Pendle Electric, your dependable electrician.
Huh.
Yeah, it's my buddy's place. It's in Florida. Mateen with 1 point, Paige with 2, Amber with 0, and Ed with 2.
Shit.
And all right, we're going to bump it up to 4 points every time, and you can give... You can distribute it however you like.
Oh, you know, you can get 2, 1, 1, 1, 1,
you know, however you like to do it. 4 to just one person, you know, make yourself happy.
All right, I got to bring the heat.
Bring it.
All right, a bottle of wine, but no opener.
Ooh. All right, Paige, let's hear it.
That's the perfect time to get some of your swords from your sword collection and really stunt on your friends.
Wow.
Yeah, like... If you hit it just right, you can slice the neck off a bottle and look super cool, but then everyone gets broken glass in their drink. So Yay. Then it's like a surprise party.
I also like a sword collection. Every gal should have a nice little sword collection.
You know, a weird thing about me, I've never had sex with a man who didn't own swords.
Wow. So.
Yeah.
Did he also own lizards? Because I feel like the swords and the lizards go together.
No, never a lizard. In fact, my husband is not a fan of reptiles in general.
Good.
So.
You married well.
There we go.
All right, Mateen.
I remember when I was in college and so started selling weed with my buddy. We just came into money for the first time in our lives and we bought a bunch of swords off of QVC and it felt great.
Of course you did.
Yeah, sword collection.
I'm pretty sure that's how most people get their first sword.
From QVC?
Or like Renaissance Fair. One of the two.
All right, Mateen.
What's the topic again? I'm sorry.
A bottle of wine, but no opener.
Oh, no opener. The brighter side is you can use your shoe. I learned this on TikTok. You put the wine in your shoe and you bang it against the wall. Your neighbors might not like it, but you'll be able to get drunk.
Really? Yeah. So do you pick the bottom of it?
Yeah, you put the bottom of the wine in your shoe and you tap it. So the cork will come out with pressure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how I learned that on TikTok. Nice. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you 2 points. All right, Eddie, let's go. Bottle of wine, no opener.
You know, I like taking a walk. You know, and you get out there, it's always like, you know, there's somewhere open that's got an opener, you know, and like a place down the street, I got an opener. Also, remember the one time we didn't have an opener and we took that long screw and then we put it all the way in and then we grabbed the wrench and we held onto the screw and pulled it out that way?
That was a bonding moment. All right. So, yeah, definitely 1 point for Ed for I like taking a walk and bonding moment and 1 point to Paige because I like a sword collection.
Right.
Nice. Yeah. And then you got 2 left.
Two from Mateen.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There we go.
Came out the gate.
Yeah. Yes. All and TikTok, right. you know, TikTok as much as I hate tips. It, they have tips.
Dude, you can learn so much on TikTok. It's ridiculous.
I learned how to reset my Ring doorknob or doorbell with a YouTube video. So
do you have to reset it? I thought it just sort of blasts video.
As soon as the internet goes out, you got to redo the whole fucking thing.
I hate that everything has to be plugged in.
I hate that my fucking doorbell's on my phone. No. Just let the doorbell be a doorbell.
Nothing's a thing anymore. It always has to be plugged in and like to your your internet router. What if the internet fucking goes out? What's going on now?
Screwed.
Drives me fucking nuts.
Like when a toaster.
I got an app for the Lutron app on your phone for the lights. It's like, flip a switch.
Flip a switch. One of my friends has a smart ice machine and it wasn't working. I'm just like yelling at the ice machine. Like, work. I need ice. I need ice. I'm like screaming at this freezer. What happened to just a little plastic thing? I put the water and it freezes it. Why is that going to be connected to the internet?
I agree.
All right, Paige.
Sorry.
I mean, if you want to post your ice cubes to the cloud.
Exactly.
This says, I think it says sweat camps.
Ooh.
Sweat, what's a sweat camp?
I don't know.
Who wrote sweat camps?
Well, like a sweatshop.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Sweatshops. What's the brighter side to sweatshop?
Cheap clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not wrong.
The fast one right in out the gate. There you go.
Yeah, cheap clothing. Yeah, no.
Why
yeah.
do you think that Sheen dress was $5? Yeah. You probably find
it
a fingernail in it.
Feels like plastic bags.
Yeah.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You like sometimes you got to see like which kid's the strongest. You know, we had field day. You know, they got sweatshops. You know, that's just how it is. You know, who's got the quickest little fingers? You know, that kind of deal. And then you find out who the smartest is, and you give him a whip, and he takes over.
Yeah,
now there's a hierarchy. It's the whole thing.
There you go.
It's called leadership.
You know, the earth is burning, and why not accelerate it? You know, I'm sick of going online and all this like, oh, next week it's going to end. Like, let's end it tomorrow. Let's TikTok, baby, while I'm young enough to run. You know what I mean? Don't end this while I'm 90. I'll be too old and fatigued.
Yeah, just hurl us into the sun.
Yes, let's get me out of here now.
Yeah. I think I have to go 1 point for everybody.
Yes.
All everybody right. gets points.
You have one extra point when you do that, by the way.
One extra point.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to give it to cheap clothing, Mateen. Ah,
thank you.
I mean, he's right.
When you're right, when you're right.
Thank you. I know.
I think when I was temping in New York, I was so poor. I was like finding change on the streets, kind of like so I could eat. And this one girl, because New York, you never know who's a poor artist that moved there and has nothing, or who is like cosplaying rich because from their family in Connecticut.
Of course.
And this one girl was like another artist, and she was like, just go get this sweater. It can like transition into night. It's only $150. And I was like, what are you talking about? That's my week's pay, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to get that $4 sweater from Goodwill. Yeah. How about that?
That's what you need. Head wounds. What are the brighter sides of head wounds?
You know, it's a, if there's one, I like taking a nap. And, you know, if there's anything that's going to help you catch that nap is a good head wound. It might be a forever nap, but, you know, you take a little gamble.
Go peace.
You a nice peace out. Take a nap, you know, with your head wound. Your horrible dirty pillow. All right.
I tell you what, I got a concussion. I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm just kidding. But I've gotten out of jury duty from it.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, I got a concussion. I don't know what I'm going to do. And they're like, you know, somebody else on this. So you can get out of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Nice. I might say they're innocent or guilty. It's a toss up. I'm truly unbiased because I'm a head wound. Right. Head wounds, perfect time to try out hats. Like, if you didn't think you were a hat person, you'll find out. But also, if you're tall, now you don't have to duck through doorways because maybe that part of your head is now missing.
Yes. I'm gonna go 2-2 here.
All right.
The gals. Gals rising up.
Well, I got to tell, Amber and Paige. This is audio.
Those two.
2-2, like Chuck Woolery.
Sometimes I forget this is audio, and then I do some funny little visual thing. I'm like, oh, wait, they don't know.
They didn't see my genius.
I'm wearing centaur pants. You guys don't even know.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Blood diamonds. Oh. What is the brighter side of blood diamonds?
So what is a blood diamond? It's just like all those kids in the mines. Conflict.
It's basically like...
It's the sweatshops of the mountains.
Yeah. that's a great way of putting it.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so basically any diamond, like the diamond that's on Julie's finger is probably... cost someone a hand.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like exploring our Earth. And let's see how far these caves go. Maybe 1,000 feet, 5,000 feet. Let's send a little child down there and see how far they can dig and come back and tell us. What's it like? Have you seen Gollum down there? Is there like a whole other upside down world that we don't know about?
Hi-ho.
I know. It.
Paige, what's the brightest side of blood diamonds? Could you tell me?
Bleeding diamonds would be pretty awesome. Because then anytime you're poor, just, you know, small slice and suddenly you're rich again.
Oh.
I think I maybe misunderstood the assignment.
That's all right.
No, there is no misunderstanding.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Just scrape your knee, suddenly you can put your kids through college.
Diamonds! All right, Mateen, blood diamonds, what do you think?
Without blood diamonds, there would not be the 2006 movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jaimu Henson.
Facts!
Which was a great drama, and we got to see Leonardo DiCaprio do a South African accent. So that is the brighter side of Blood Diamonds, the movie.
Yeah.
Got nominated for some Oscars, too.
It did indeed.
You know, I thought I was going to hate that movie, but I ended up liking it. I would have taken There's Still Diamonds, but the...
nobody was like, diamonds.
As a purchaser of a diamond.
Diamond. Eddie, there's a world under there. We don't even know.
All right, Mateen, I'm giving you two because I enjoy Blood Diamond. Paige and Amber, you both get one as well. All right, that's the end of the second round. We're about to head into halftime. Mateen has 7 points. Paige has 7 points. Amber has 3. And Ed has 4.
Wow.
That is right. It is still anyone's ball game with no balls. Yeah. The how many points? What do you guys, what do you think? What do you think?
Should we still do 4 or should we do 8?
4, 8. Any opinions?
7 to make the math hard.
7 to make the math
7.
Hard.
7 to make the math hard.
I all like right. it.
7 yeah. to make Let's the math it. Hard.
All I right, I'll it. Go. I can tell
you. 7's easy. It's when people start doing 2 million, it drives me crazy.
I will say that pearl, emerald, and rubies superior to diamonds.
Yes.
I have Morganite because A, we didn't want blood diamonds, but I also thought diamonds were kind of boring.
Can I see your Morganite?
They are pretty damn boring.
They are boring.
Oh, that's
and they're pretty
beautiful.
Worthless. There's a Thank surplus. You.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that because they hide them.
Yeah, don't they blow them up or something?
Yeah, the De Beers company.
Yeah.
They're in the mine.
De Beers.
De Beers.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Beers and diamonds? That's great.
Can you imagine them just sitting on like an island, just be like, ah, yes, I own the diamond mines. Are they just pure evil?
Yes. There's no nice rich person.
No.
All right, the brighter side of incest. Sexy time.
The brighter side of incest, Paige. What's the brighter side of incest?
You've known them your entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, no one else could be closer. And also, you don't have to leave the house to date someone in your own family. This is horrifying. I'm so sorry.
No. You have this is part of the rules.
Family stays together. The fuck's together.
Exactly. And hey, I mean, at least you don't have to do 23andMe. Like, save yourself the money. Like, we know exactly whose genes these are.
All right.
Mateen, what is the brighter side of incest? Could you please
organ donation.
Oh,
yes. Nice. If you needed someone to give you a kidney, who's better than the person that's like right there that also have to have sex with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Legal abortion. In most places,
really? Yeah. So you can skirt around it if it's incest?
Yeah. Not all the time, but in some places.
In many states, yeah.
Yeah, and incest.
Rape and incest are the exceptions.
Get rid of that baby.
I thought rape was still like she's got to keep it.
It depends on the state.
It depends on the state.
Ohio says yes. Indiana says get rid of it.
Yes.
You know, one of
those. So yeah, 10-year-old had to go.
Yeah.
She got raped.
Right.
I think she got raped by a family member.
Which is incest.
Oh,
yeah,
fun.
So both. She got double jeopardy.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Paige, I'm going to give you 5 points.
Oh, thank you.
Because, you know, I like the family that flocks together stays together.
Thank you.
And the dudes get 1 point because I like the camaraderie.
Ah.
I thought of it too late, but porn franchise.
Oh, yeah, it's very popular. Yeah.
There's always this thing where some people are like, oh, yeah, two sisters, ha, fucked them at the same time. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
That is
pretty gross.
Yeah, it's gross, yeah.
Unless it's twins and they're like technically the same person.
Even then.
Yeah.
I just picture myself as one of the twins, and I'm like, are we going to talk about this later? Can we look each other in the eye over breakfast after this?
There were some brothers that were doing, like, identical twins. They were doing gay porn.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
With each other?
Yes.
Oh,
with each other.
Man. That's sick.
And they were gingers.
Oh, well, yeah. Even gross. Could have guessed that.
Oh, my God.
Because gingers have no soul.
All right.
All right, Paige.
You come across a beached killer whale and it bites your buddy's arm off when you try to push it back in.
Mm. Yeah,
I know it's a little, that one's mine. There's a lot going on there.
It's all right.
But you know, I figured, you know, sometimes you got to tell a story.
I recently watched the movie Orca, so I'm very interested
Orca's good, underrated.
The brighter side of that is that even if it's your buddy and it's an orca, there's a chance that it's karma. Because humans have treated orcas like shit for so long. Mm-hmm. So what's one arm when we've killed multiple generations of killer whales?
That is true. That's a good answer.
That's true. And apparently they don't kill humans unless they're in captivity, right?
That's right. There's never been an attack in the wild.
I saw a picture of a killer whale, and this one had killed the most human beings. And there were a bunch.
Tillicum.
Yeah, there were a bunch of trainers that were like discussing what to do. They were the new trainers, and the whale was just looking at them. And I was like, y'all better run.
They're very smart.
They're super smart.
They're super smart.
I better run. All right, Eddie.
All right. This one was mine, so it's a little. I would say, you know, definitely got a great story for the rest of your life, you know, but that's almost anything you do. You know, at least you know that y'all are good people and you lost your arm trying to do a good deed. At least you weren't doing something. At least you weren't trying to kill the whale and then it attacked you.
Right.
And so like buddy lost his arm.
That dude's got a bar story forever. He will never go home alone ever.
Or he'll never pay for a drink the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He'll finger bang with that one hand for the rest of his life.
Yep, absolutely.
He'll call it the free willy.
Yeah. Brighter side, hand. You know what? The killer whale has a little bit of protein for its journey. I bet it's a little tired, and you're going to need a little bit of meat.
Yeah.
You know, to help you out. And so it can like help, you know, find the next seal to kill.
Yeah.
You're helping that whale out.
Yeah, to kill or to bat around with its tail just for fun.
They do like to play with their food.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Like, they're so fucking cool.
I want to meet one and like pet it, but I don't know if it would like me.
Oh, you said meet. I thought you said eat.
No,
I would definitely love to meet one for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to fuck.
I feel like my toxic trait is like I could pet any animal. Like I see videos of a bear and I'm like, I'd pet it and it would kill me.
I feel that way about raccoons and I would definitely get bit, I'm sure.
I'm the complete opposite. I don't want to touch animals.
No?
I tried to pet, animal. I was on a date right after the end of high school and I tried to pet a raccoon. We were on like a nature preserve and a raccoon walked right up to us and I tried to pet that and it bit me right on the class ring. So nothing happened to me.
Uh-huh.
And so like it just like chipped its tooth and ran away kind of. And I was so fucking lucky it didn't actually take a bite out of my hand.
Because it would have taken your
instant rabies there.
Yeah, yeah.
At least taking your fingernail off.
Yeah.
At least.
Fun fact about rabies is once you start experiencing the symptoms.
It's already too late.
It's already too late. And you can get the symptoms 6 months after you've gotten bit. And something like a bat, they have like various tiny little bites.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know.
So if you have bats around your house, make sure you get rabies shots.
Yeah. Yes. The most common way to get bit by a bat, are you ready for this? Is being asleep and then it crawls into your bed sheets and then bites you on the foot or the leg.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then crawls out without you ever knowing.
What?
That's the most common way to get bit.
And they don't itch or anything, so you don't really know.
You don't even know. It doesn't even really leave a mark.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening to this at night. Mm. If you're listening to this.
I hope you're listening. Bats were on to you.
Bats
are one of my favorite animals. So this kind of makes me sad.
I just watched that Office episode where they had the bat.
Where they get the bat over her head in a trash bag.
And Stanley's like, I'm out of here.
So for points, I think I'm going to go 3 to Mateen and then 2 to Eddie and Amber.
Nice.
Boom. Mm.
Let's get it.
Extra points for karma.
Karma. Okay. All the scarecrows come alive.
Ooh. Oh, no. Hell yeah. I wrote this.
Dance party.
Dance party.
You're up in the corn. You play that. You play that. That cornfield parties, man. They put the loud jams in the pickup trucks. All the scarecrows show up. They're dancing. They're fucking partying. They're drinking all kinds of beers and having a good time. So I'm going, you know, scarecrow party.
Right. And if we learned anything from Wizard of Oz, they know how to dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's a really good dancer. Scarecrows come alive. Speaking of swords, I would love, it's a great time to just get your sword skills out and then just slice their heads off, baby.
Yeah.
But they're alive, Amber.
I would slice
But do they
up.
Have souls? No one knows.
No one knows. I don't think they do. And I think they would go straight to hell if you killed them.
This is a real Children of the Corn scenario. A little like He Who Walks Behind the Rose kind of thing.
Do you think they can scream?
What would it sound like? Yeah.
If I cut their head off, are they going to pick it back up and put it back on their body?
Yeah, it might not bother them at all.
Shit,
yeah.
Maybe a flamethrower.
That's definitely that a better situation.
I would pull out my flamethrower. My handy, every gal's got to have her flamethrower.
Hairspray and a lighter. Let's do it.
Yeah, even a bucket of water would probably fuck them up.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
Slow them down at least.
Yeah, at least.
All right, Paige, all the scarecrows come alive.
I mean, it's definitely going to scare the crows. Like, you thought they were effective just standing there, and now they're popping and locking. Those crows aren't coming anywhere near your crops. Like, if you think about it, they should unionize and we should pay them a living wage to be our farm workers.
Mm. Oh,
wow.
Do you think...
You did two brighter sides.
There you go.
Do you think that would be the first thing I'd ask coming alive? Like, we've worked for you for hundreds of years.
What are our health benefits?
Yes.
Well, they don't have any brains, guys. So.
All right. Are you going to pay our deductibles or?
Yeah. Pay me in corn.
Whenever I think of scarecrows, I think of Michael Jackson from The Wiz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I just think of the dance party. So I'm going to give you 4 points. I'm going to give, when I say you, Ed, 4 points. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Paige 2, and I'm going to give Amber 1.
All right.
Ease on down the road.
I played the scarecrow. Yeah.
Don't you care? You did?
Multiple times, yeah.
That's nice.
In The Wiz.
There have been a lot of stuff on the stuff. What am I talking about? What am I fucking doing?
You know what would be a great parody would be a Lay Wizard
Lay
Rob.
Wizard. Lay Wizard Rob.
Lay Wizard Rob. Well, Lay Wizard Rob.
There's a bunch of scarecrows on the spinning stage.
Will you join in our...
Yeah.
He's built a giant corn maze instead of a barrier.
Lay Wiz.
Lay Wiz. Oh, and they all got to pee on the stage.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the finale, and they pee in your mouth. Yeah. They pee in your mouth.
You know, you'd think your in town would do that, road, but.
Yeah. Not enough pee in
the wheelies. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, here we go. This one would break my heart. And so I need some good answers for this. Every dog hates you.
Oh.
Amber, what's the brighter side of every dog hating you?
Fuck, I pet a dog today. You know what? I guess less chance to get bit because, you know, I wouldn't go touch him. Yeah, I guess less chance to get bit, less chance to get rabies because they wouldn't come around me. I would be sad. I went to a dog party the other day. I guess I wouldn't be going to that. Shit.
Yeah.
Give me no points.
How was the dog party?
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Everybody brought dogs and none of us have kids. So it was just us playing around with a bunch of dogs and I would hold them and be like, hey, you little sweetie
Aww,
pie.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was a dog's birthday party.
Oh.
The dog had a little hat and little cupcakes.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Paige, what would you do if every dog hated you?
Live an international life of mystery, because everyone would be suspicious of you. The second a dog doesn't like you, people are like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, right.
And the answer is, you'll never know.
You'll never know.
You'll never know. I'm just up in your party, drinking your stuff, staying away from your dog and glaring. Mm.
But sometimes people train their dogs to not like other people. Like, I went on a date with this guy, it was a second date, and then his dog wasn't vibing with me, and then come to find out, he just, like, smokes weed with his dog every night, and his dog was just like, what is she doing here? Arf. Like, it didn't like me there.
The dog got paranoid?
Yeah. Dog didn't like me there, because he just hangs out with his master all day. Oh. And after a while, and I went to throw something away, and there was just empty bottles of booze, and I was like, oh, you're a sad man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a sad little man.
He's a sad man.
With a weird dog that doesn't like me. Yeah. Gotta go. All right, my team. All
right. I think I just changed it. Well, one of the things is you wouldn't have to watch your dog die.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I'm there now. My dog's like 13.
Oh.
And so like I'm like, oh, man, you know, your dog is like your dog. And then he's like, oh, man, he's fading fast. So that'll be a good thing. You never have to worry about that.
Does it have like cloudy eyes?
He has a cloudy eye, but he's still kicking around.
Man,
he's still kicking.
Yeah.
I got my mom's dog, Tootsie. She's 14. Man, that dog just leaks out of her sides. You know, I got her on antibiotics. Yeah. I gotta like hold her back legs up when she pees. It's a whole mess. So Mateen, you get 7 points. I can't handle this shit. You know, like
that's a lot. All right, third round, fourth round, last round,
fourth round.
Yeah.
All right.
Last round. Oh, we should do a score update. Last round. Oh, before we pick new. Thank you so much.
Of course.
We got Mateen with 18 points, Paige with 14, Amber with 7, and me with 11.
Oh, so I'm gonna lose no matter what. So should I?
Let's do 10 points. So it's still anyone's match.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
10 points. They go how they go, and they fall how they fall.
You got it, dude. All right, brighter side of your nudes get leaked. Ugh, fuck these people. All right, your nudes get leaked.
Yep. Brighter side of your nudes getting leaked. It's only one time. Like it's a one time embarrassment, because once they're out there, no one's surprised by you being nude again. Like, if Chris Evans sent another picture of his dick out on Twitter, I'd be like, call me when you grew a second dick. I've already seen this one.
Wait, did Chris Evans put his penis on Twitter?
He did. You can still find it.
Really?
Yes.
I've got to go. Excuse me, guys. Excuse you. Can you pull it up, Ed?
It's just I'll, the penis. I'll let that be in your search engine.
Okay.
You sure? I'll make Julie looking through my phone and be like, why are you Googling Chris
That's
Evans
the one that I don't feel bad about, because he posted it. I'm no one hacked you.
And he's the Superman, right?
He's Captain America.
How is Captain America differ from Superman? Isn't the same damn thing?
Superman's an alien.
Alien. Yeah. Captain America is made in a lab.
Yeah. Oh. And they're two different comic books, like DC versus Marvel.
There's interesting.
Yeah, one's over at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And the other one's hanging out
at Disney.
Okay, was Superman made first? And the other one was like, we got to figure out Captain America.
I guess Superman was first.
Superman probably was.
Yeah.
They were close, though.
Yeah. Very close, within a couple of years of each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Mateen, your nudes get leaked.
I always say this, there were never really any celebrity men nudes leaked, because any man that has the confidence to send a dick pic, he doesn't care who sees it. So I wouldn't care. It's just like,
right.
If I have the confidence to take the picture, it wouldn't even matter what happens. Boom.
I love it. I love the confidence. I feel like Prince, you know, I love him. He's so private with his music. I feel like he'd be fine with a leaked dick pic. But can't listen to my new song.
Yes.
Well, before he was, you know, a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Yeah, he changed his ways a lot.
Yeah, he hung up the assless chaps for good.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. And then apparently that helped kill him, because Jehovah's Witness was like, you can't get blood transfusions and have medicine.
Right, but he was taking some things on the DL and mixing them, because he probably wasn't seeing a doctor regularly. To do it. Yeah.
He's just like Tom Petty, like died of being alone.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just in his elevator, took too many drugs. Nobody was there to be like, hey, get that out of your mouth. And then they find him.
But did Prince die in an elevator?
Yeah, in his house.
In his house.
A house elevator? Oh my God. He must have been so scared those last moments.
Well, and his house is wild too, because you can tour it.
Yeah.
Wow, diamonds and pearls. All right.
Blood diamonds.
Your nudes get leaked.
My nudes get leaked. You know what that's going to happen after that? Everyone else is going to leak, because they're going to look good. And I would say, I don't care. You know, I mean, who would want to see them? If they really want to see them that bad, you know what? Have a blast. It's not the same for me as it would be for like a beautiful woman. You know, for me, my life wouldn't change at all. I don't think.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to give 10 points to Paige because I had no idea that Chris Evans is dick.
There you go.
And that's the first thing I'm looking up as soon as we're done here.
I feel like I'm one of those people where if my nudes leaked or if someone threatened to leak mine, I'll be like, I'll leak them first. Like, nobody's looking for this.
You're doing the David Letterman act.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they try to hold your extort you. Yeah. You're just like,
Fuck it, I'm leaking myself.
No, leak them.
There's a whole Netflix thing about that, about this guy who was going and getting girls' nudes and just like leaking them. And they found him. I think he's doing like 17 years in jail.
Good.
Well, it's assault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He deserves it. But, you know, you try to extort me for that shit. It's like, what do you got? No one's even going to look for him.
Eddie, I'm going to post your balls on Twitter unless you give me $10 million.
I'll tell you, my balls can be seen from the Hubble.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Chris Evans one is it was right around the election. And so he posted it and was like, well, now that I have everyone's attention, vote. And I'm like, worth it.
Salute.
I love it.
All right, Paige, what do you got?
All right.
Kind of the fuck like a drifter hat.
Is he circumcised?
He is.
Of course he is.
Captain America.
Does he have a big vein, like a Snickers vein down it?
I don't remember any prominent veins.
I can't wait to see this. Ed, look it up for me.
You have your own song.
We can look it up after.
Okay, I'm just so excited.
Is that what that song You're So Vain is about?
You probably think this bar is a Snickers. Okay, so you survived the apocalypse, but now the world is run by machines.
Ooh, Mateen, you survived the apocalypse, but the world is run by machines.
Well, at least we'll know it'd be efficiently run. I mean, us machines are pretty efficient, so that's
unbiased too. One would hope.
Wow,
as robots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie. Machines.
The world is run by machines. You know, I love audio animatronics. Uh-huh. You know, like going to Disneyland, seeing my auto So now there'd be more of those. You know, there'd be like the Hall of Presidents would like actually be like Congress. You know, so that'd be kind of fun. And you know, and Terminator 2 is one of my favorite movies. Let's kill some fucking robots.
I thought of this was mine. Spoiler. I thought of it while watching Terminator Genesis today.
Oh. There you go. Well, speaking of that, maybe some hot man will morph into an alley and then find me and be like, we have to go. The machines are after you. And then, you know, we go and check into a motel room. And he didn't wash his penis, by the way.
And he stole pants and they're gross. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was my first... You know, because I never saw the movie before and I tweeted about it. He hasn't washed his penis and all these men.
The first Terminator?
Yeah.
Yeah,
these dudes were just like, oh, come on. You're being unrealistic. And I was like, he should wash his dick. Mm-hmm. He's from the future and you know they don't bathe.
That's what men don't do. Men never be like, excuse me, let me go freshen up.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
I mean,
dip your balls.
Because we don't want women to change their minds. So we want to be able to just get it in like right there.
Yeah, because right.
Because if you say... Then you're like, oh, nah, you know, it just kills the moment.
So I definitely shower. If there's like a chance I'm having sex, I'll shower in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as you get involved with people, but.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So what do you think? 10 points. Where's your machine? The world's run by machines. What do you think?
I do like the idea of efficiency. So I think I'm going to give Mateen 3 points.
Thank you.
And then, actually, I can, well, no, wait, that's 9.
You have 7 more points to give out.
Fuck. All right. I'm going to go with the Kyle Reese scenario and give you 4 points.
Yes.
And then, Ed, you get the remaining 3.
I love it.
Cool.
Yeah, because what if you take a shower and she's like, actually, I got to go. And you're like, no, I'm Jay.
No, you're the mother of the future.
All right. This one is close to my heart because I live with this person. I lived with this person, not currently. Your feet stink.
Oh, their feet stink?
Yeah, my roommate, he used to have really bad odor.
Oh, and that's just like a wet, sweet odor.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right, you got stinky feet. Your feet stink. I mean, you know, you get a great sock collection. You know, you start getting some real thick socks, wear those around, keep your feet, you know, and then, of course, you know, if your feet will stink through the socks eventually, and then you keep your shoes on, you get a good shoe collection. You know, so I've been digging my sneakers lately. Oh. And so you get a better shoe collection.
Okay. I say brighter side of me, it's like, well, you got to get a bristle to go underneath your feet. Mm-hmm. And so you're for sure doing that. And now you're going to have these extensive foot care products. And if a mate comes over, you'll be like, oh, I take care of my feet so well. Look at this lotion. Look at this perfume. Look at all this.
And that's so you know that these things are going to take care of
it. Yeah, you take care of it. And then someone's going to be like, wow, you take care of yourself. I like that.
Yeah. I used to work in retail. And that will make your feet stink just from being on them in shoes for far too long. So I made it a point to get manicures and pedicures on a regular basis. Mm. So like it gave me an excuse to care for them more often because I knew they were getting gross.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
This is all the same. This is all to my heart. I just got a manicure and pedicure today.
Oh, you're amazing.
Yeah,
nice.
My feet. I am a sneakerhead. I love shoes.
Show us your feet.
I can show you my feet. I got these Air Raids.
Oh, those are nice.
On my feet.
Those are cool.
I got these. Yeah. So I'm going to do 4 for Paige because I just got a manicure pedicure. And 3 for Amber and Ed.
All right.
Last one.
Let's do it, folks. Let's see what's going on. Ooh, this one's mine. I like this. You're forced to play golf with a bunch of fuddy-duddies. So I hate fuddy-duddies. I hate golf. So what do you got? What's the brighter side of you're forced to play golf with a bunch of fuddy-duddies?
You know what? I like joking around, and I like lightening the mood. So I feel like I'd just be like, hey, guys, this is fun. Beep, 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 boop, boop. And even if they're just kind of like rolling their eyes and stupid about it, then I know I'll have a great story later, and B, they'll have a great story because I've met these fuddy-duddies, and they fucking suck. So, we're going to have a good time with me around, whether you like it or not.
Beautiful. All right, Paige?
I'm pretty sure if you hit someone with a golf cart, it's not a crime. Mm. I could be wrong, but this seems like the perfect opportunity to do it and test it out. Because somebody's probably going to live through it, right? Mm. And like, they'll be mad, but you'll have a better day.
And you can always pretend like it's an accident.
Exactly.
I like this.
Can sprinkle some golf balls on them, on their body after. I found them like this.
All right, Mateen, you got to play golf with a bunch of fuddy-duddies.
As a reformed golfer, golf is an addiction once you start playing because you're always chasing that one great shot. But I do know that most deals are closed on a golf course. So if I'm on a golf course with a bunch of fuddy-duddies, it's for a reason. That means I'm trying to make some things happen. So
that's a good point.
That's what I'm thinking right now.
All right.
Golfer?
Yes. Yeah. All right, I got to go 4 for Mateen. And then we'll do 3 for Paige. And that'll leave 3 for Amber.
All right.
And the final scores, we got Amber and I tied for last with 17 points. And then we got Mateen with 25 and Paige with 31 points.
Wow.
Chris Evison Dick. We got beat by the dick.
Yeah. I still got to look at this picture.
We got beat by the dick. Fuck you, Chris Evans.
This is so much fun. Thank you all for listening to The Brighter Side. Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Mateen, for showing up and having a good time with us. Please feel free to play along at home with this game. We love Hoopa Goo Goo. You love it, too. Check out Paige. She's on Twitter at Paige Wesley, PAIGEWESLEY. Instagram, Rampage Wesley. That's RAM Paige Wesley. She's got 3 podcasts. You're going to love all of them. One of them's called Romancing the Pod, Horror Vision, and Cult Podcasts. They're basically all pop culture stuff, right?
So Romancing the Pod is romance movies, Horror Virgin is horror movies, and Cult Podcast is a true crime podcast about cults.
I love this.
There's a lot of cults, especially since COVID, because people need community.
Yes.
They need to be touched. That's a human connection. It's an integral thing.
Yep.
Cult of personality.
Yep.
Mateen. Check out Mateen on Twitter and Instagram at Mateen Stewart. That's MateenStewart. Mateen Stewart. Also, he has a podcast called Hood Famous. Check that out. And if you're in the LA area on the 4th Wednesday of every month, you can check out the First Timers Club at The Crow in Santa Monica by the beach.
By the beach.
The next one's going to be on August 24th, so check that out. That's the fourth Wednesday of every month. Also, the fourth Saturday of every month, you can check out The Brighter Side Live, Amber and I's new show. That'll be at the PAC Theater. Come check us out on August 27th and on September 24th. Those are at 11 p.m. We decided to do the late show.
And I like
I'm proud of us.
It's a little more wild and free. Yeah.
It's on a weekend, though, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, thanks. And I got us on, like, events.com. And meetup.com.
I love this shit.
I got all this.
I
got
to get on those.
We're making moves. Brighter Side Live. Check it out. We also still do the Twitch thing. That's the second Tuesday of every month. It's 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. And the next one of those is going to be on September 13th, which is a great day.
Yeah, yeah.
I love September 13th.
13th is a lucky number.
Yeah.
13's very lucky.
It depends on who you are. I say it's lucky.
Yeah.
Also, check out Amber and I. We both got Patreons. Tell them about yours if you don't mind.
Amber Smelson, S-M-E-L-S-O-N. It's a way to support me as an artist. Also, I am doing a lot of writing on there, and I cook a lot. I'm showing you what I eat, how very healthy, good for you recipes.
Nice. Yeah, and you can check out mine. That's patreon.com/EddieTunes, EddieTunes, and that's the home of the EddieTunes 2-hour radio hour, which I love so much. And I put a lot of playlists on there and some stand-up sets. You love it. Come join. It's only $5 a month, and you stick around for 3 months, and you get a sticker.
Woo!
Boom.
Yep. All right, guys. So much more going on in our lives, but that's all we're talking about today. Taking us out today is a new wonderful song that I heard when I was walking around, and I put it on my favorites list. The song's called Do Things by Candy Apple Red. They're another one of the breakoffs from P-Funk, and they're unbelievable. It's two of the ladies. Go check them out. Candy Apple Red, Do Things. I love y'all. Peace.
The kind of shit that I'm talking about when you're doing things like that there, and yes, that there. Much longer, you know what you do. And I'm sure by now you know that I am already open, wide open for you. It's no secret that you know you're doing things to me to set me on fire. And you're the only one that stimulates and put out the flames to my erotic desire. You do things that make me cling to you. That's the kind of shit that I'm talking about when you're doing things like that there, and yes, that there.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.